Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Hello, Sullivan is with me in studio today to tell us about all the good news that's been happening this week. How's things?
Oh, good, Andrea. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. You're here to celebrate International Coffee Day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you've been getting a few texts in from listeners.
Loads of messages.
Yeah. Are you a fan of coffee?
I am. Yeah, no, I don't like coffee that's too posh.
Okay, yeah.
So you know they're really strong.
Yeah, like there's places when they're where they're asking you kind of where you want, what country you want the brew from
and stuff like that.
Or the bean, or to smell the bean
and
beforehand.
The other thing is, like, it's not that I probably prefer a cappuccino, which I know real coffee drinkers are going to think it's a real coffee.
Yeah.
You know, because people are real snobby
about
their coffee.
Some people are very snobby about it. And I'm very much flat white, normal milk, but not
I prefer a skimmed milk now, or low fat milk, but that's just
like not an oat milk or something like that. I find them a little bit sweet.
Yeah.
But World Coffee Day, and like that, coffee is actually beneficial for you. And I was chatting to dietitian Shelley Gray, and she told me all about the benefits.
Happy International Coffee Day. And you know what? Coffee is definitely a super healthy drink that we should be celebrating in our diets. Your coffee is also giving us some fiber, a modest amount, but a notable amount. Your coffee is also giving you polyphenols, which are these plant defense chemicals that have, again, these antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects in our body. So what's the benefit of this? When we look at the observational research, particularly in the last maybe 5 or 6 years, it's been really interesting to show that your coffee drinkers have a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease. So that risk is reduced by about 25 to 30%. Also a reduced risk of type 2 diabetes and certain cancers as well. And a few more benefits that are emerging through the research as well.
Okay, so dietitian Shelley Gray there with all the benefits of enjoying your morning coffee. I know listeners have been getting in touch as well, Cathal. But where's the best spot?
There's loads coming in. So Fetch in Clonmel mentioned here, the Coffee Shack in Castlebar. My favourite is actually Square in Portlaoise. I have to shout them out there, my local one. And then Two Boys Brew also getting mentioned here in Dublin.
Yeah, Dermot says, any Butlers or Donnybrook Fair, both great for coffee. And a listener says, Parnell Street Bakery is the best flat white on the north side of Dublin. No question. Question about it. Now, big shake up actually, if you're a fan of this.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars, Andrea. Big shake up happening over in RTE with Oti Mabuse being announced as head judge.
She's the new judge.
Replacing Lorraine Barry. Me, a big fan of kind of Strictly in the UK and Dancing with the Stars over in kind of different countries. Oti is phenomenal. She's absolutely incredible. And what a get for RTE. Like, this is huge in kind of the dancing world and the Strictly world. She's a two-time champion in the UK, having won with Bill Bailey and Kelvin Fletcher. She was also a judge on Dancing on Ice, which was cancelled last year. So she has the free time now. And Laura Fox replacing Darren Garrity as presenter.
Yeah, very good. Now, good news. Oh, actually, look, there was brilliant news on the Irish sporting front this week.
I definitely think I'm very loud and I'm very fun and up for a good time. So even though I do love technically seeing beautiful dances, really traditional Latin and ballroom dancing, it wouldn't hurt to have a little bit of fun with it.
Yeah, that was Oti Mabuse there, just kind of saying how much fun she's going to have with kind of Strictly or Dancing with the Stars here in Ireland. But yeah, so loads of good news there with Dancing with the Stars.
No, it was sport I meant to talk about.
Trying hard to smile, Captain Donald, but not easy. In your hands. And there's going to be no fairy tale in New York.
Yeah, Shane Lowry winning. Kind of
that was brilliant.
It was just brilliant. Yeah, it was absolutely incredible for Team Europe at the weekend. I was watching myself up till like 11:30. I was very, very sleepy at breakfast radio on Monday morning. But a really, really nice news story coming out of Kerry this week. Milo Lennon, a 13-year-old Irish teenager, was there with his dad in New York. And he actually, Shane Lowry's caddy, Darren Reynolds, was walking through the tunnel and handed Milo Lennon the ball
brilliant.
That won or retained the Ryder Cup. So essentially they retained it and didn't win it until Tyrrell Hatton hit his shot. But he said, my dad and I were standing just under the tunnel. His caddy actually gave it to me. Everyone was coming through and Shane's caddy came over, stands and in the bottom corner, and it was the perfect moment to end a great weekend. Shane Lowry actually walked over then and gave him a big massive hug. So it's
That's a really
nice memory for this 13-year-old from Kerry. Just to round off a real Irish experience. And the only reason I think he was noticed was because Milo and his dad were both wearing real retro GA jerseys. That was the thing you saw at the weekend, was the sea of GA jerseys.
So his caddy had that spotted.
Yeah, I was watching on Sunday for 5 or 6 hours straight, and you're just like, Galway jersey, Mayo jersey.
Yeah.
So they go, you're shouting them out as they come up.
I hope he doesn't auction it off now or something. It's a nice thing to keep, isn't it? The ball from the iconic Ryder Cup.
No, you have to hang on to them. Like, it's one of those, it's an iconic sporting memory going down in history. Like, but yeah, one of those things that will definitely go down in his life.
No, I'm delighted to hear about this coming in.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Yeah, Andrea, would you pay to have a free seat beside you on a flight?
No, I wouldn't pay for it, but it is the absolute dream. You know, when you get on a plane and next thing you know, you're always waiting, that fear of the person to come along, who's going to sit beside you. And then
it's me.
Oh, no, I wouldn't mind that. But my God, the absolute dream, though, when you end up, a very odd time you might get a free row.
Yeah, blessed. Absolutely. It's happened to me last year going to Lanzarote, tick bingo box,
deadly.
The reasons to be happy because I mentioned Lanzarote. Yeah. But I had a full row to myself and extra legroom because I checked in so late. You have to wait to check in. Like,
no, I always buy a seat. Always buy an aisle seat.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm always about 4 or 5 from the back row of the plane as well.
So you can get out quick.
Yeah, but you don't want to be too close to the toilets.
Okay, yeah. Well, you might like this. So Virgin Atlantic, it's an airline in Australia. They are offering a neighbour-free seating option. So it's announced this for eligible passengers on certain domestic and short-haul international flights. You can bid on a seat to keep it free next to you. So basically, it starts at around kind of $30, which is around €17.
I know, I pay like the €6 Ryanair, €5 Ryanair. Well, that's the kind of seat I think
it's more of a case if you were maybe going to LA or Australia.
Yeah, okay, so you can bid on it.
You can start the bidding at around €17 and keep it free. Whereas if someone comes in and pays higher for the said seat, it's going to be taken, but you can keep it free in this economy space. But a passenger will take the seat if it is taken. But you can keep this bid going, and you can do it through the app Virgin Atlantic Australia, just to reserve your adjacent seat. But it's brought in because they did an initiative last year, being like, we want to hear from people flying with us. And the main thing people said was more space when they're flying on long-haul flights. Mm.
So now if that seat isn't sold, they'll put it up as a bidding option.
Yeah.
And you yourself can bid on it if you fancy.
A little extra.
Well, you can kind of turn to the side and maybe sprawl out your legs.
Yeah, like, God love people who get beside me on a flight because I'll talk.
Oh, God, no, I'd tell you to stop now, to be honest.
Yeah, Oasis.
Yeah, I feel robbed. I didn't get to go this year.
Neither.
I didn't get the tickets, and I feel like I just missed out on this massive moment for the whole country.
Me too. I didn't get to go, and me and my brother had tickets in our bag, and they all disappeared and whatever. But there could be a chance. This is very much a rumour and very much something that
we would
never be very
let the rumour get in the way of a good story.
Absolutely
here.
Absolutely not something happy anyway. Eagle-eyed Oasis fans caught a tweet that came out of Liam Gallagher's account yesterday. It was subsequently deleted, but it was tweeted MMXXV11. So MMXXV is 2025, and then 11 is after that. So 11 wouldn't mean November in my head, and 2025. So people are speculating that an announcement is due in this year, November.
Oh, hang on, they're not coming back now in November.
People are expecting an announcement in November that possibly they could be about to announce a gig for Nebworth next year. This is kind of 30 years of their network gigs years ago. But also there's a little bit of speculation, a bit of word on the rumour mill, that Slane Castle could be on the list.
Yeah, that would be pretty incredible.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It would be unbelievable. So it's one of those things, like if Slane was on the list for Ireland, like it would just be brilliant. Like for us, number one, but also...
Where are you getting the Slane from?
This is
the speculation.
This is the speculation. It's on the rumour mill.
Not confirmed.
Not confirmed, absolutely not. But for them to come back to Ireland would be great, number one.
Yeah.
But I think having the buzz around Oasis and stuff like that.
So because Liam Gallagher put out this tweet and subsequently deleted it, that's why people think there's going to be an announcement in November.
Yeah.
And it's to do with the Nebworth tour, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's an anniversary gig would be 30 years next year, and then also this kind of word on the rumour mill that Slane could be there with them.
So you've heard the rumour here first from
Gavin.
So it's only a rumour. Slane haven't confirmed
this.
Don't be booking accommodation or anything just yet. We'll tell you more as we get the details. Gavin O'Sullivan, thanks a million though for putting a little smile on our face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.